Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com, that's drtong.com, for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
As usual, we have an exciting show to present to you today. If this is the first time you're listening to us, we have been on the air for almost 5 years now with live cases every week proving that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. Now, by this we mean that your symptoms will be gone, eradicated, without having to take drugs forever or without having to have surgery or without having to do something forever. And even these treatments, you can also have them once in a while, but you will not have to have them forever in order for the symptoms to be gone. You can check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have over 200 shows archived on this website with everything from Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, depression, cancer, infections. Everything is on there. Thyroid problems, sleep apnea. We'll have a case today on sleep apnea, trigeminal neuralgia. Anything you can think of, this is on our website. If you have any questions, you can give us a call now toll-free at 888-995-5552. Again, the number to call for questions right now is 888-995-5552. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. We also have an in-house guest today who, if she would like to speak, she doesn't have to, but she can talk with us. I just want to, let's see.
Last week, somebody came from...
Tony's on the line. Should we get to Tony
first? Yeah, let's talk to Tony.
Let's talk to Tony. Is Tony there? Tony on line one?
Hi, Tony.
Yes.
Hi,
yeah,
welcome to our show. Can you
speak a little louder?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good, okay, yes.
Welcome to our show. Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I do pharmacy work, and I live in California.
Okay.
And I had, just problem with my breathing.
How do you learn about me in the first place?
Well, I learned to my wife. She listened to your radio show a few years back. And that's how I found out about Dr. Tong.
Okay.
And I finally made an appointment, and we went for the treatment. And I feel, this is my second treatment, and I feel great. I can sleep at night, and I can breathe, and And I had the first treatment. That night, I could tell the difference. I slept all night. And the second treatment was just the same way. And I don't get up in the morning. I'm not tired. And I can do more work now.
Okay, tell us the history. You know, how long have you had the problem? What did they do for you?
How did they diagnose it?
Yeah, what kind of treatment have they done for you?
You mean in the other doctors?
Yes.
Yeah, sleep apnea. How long have you had it for?
Oh, I had it for about 15 years.
15 years.
Yes, and I had been to other doctors, and they cauterized the back of my throat, and they cut, that was the first time, and they cut my uvula.
Uvula. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they, yes. Every time they said, well, this work, and it never did work. And I went to a doctor for another appointment, and he said, well, you have to live with that. And that kind of scared me. That's when I made I'm sorry?
Go ahead, yes.
And that's when I made my appointment with you.
Yes.
Because I said, I can't live this way, without, getting a full night's sleep,
So what kind of symptom when you don't have a full night of sleep?
What problems did you have? You would wake up in the middle of the night,
is that
correct?
Yes, I would wake up in the middle of the night. I constantly all night. I wouldn't get enough sleep. Sometimes I think I'd be asleep for 2 hours, but it was only like 45 minutes. And I try to get back.
And you'd wake up.
Yes, I wake up and gasping for air. And I couldn't get a good night's sleep.
How often does it happen? Every night or how often?
Oh yes, every night I had that problem. I was constantly tired.
And how often you wake up in the night?
I wake up at least every 45 minutes.
Every 45 minutes? The whole night?
How do you exist?
I was exhausted because when I woke up in the morning I was exhausted.
Yeah, because you don't get a good night's rest. Well, for 15 years, huh?
Yes.
It's okay if you live in Las Vegas. But in California, you don't have anything to do.
So they cauterized the back of your throat. And for those of you who are listening who don't understand, they cut kind of the back of his throat. So they
cut the uvula.
Make the airway bigger, right?
Is that right.
Uh-huh. Here's the point. The Western doctor most of the time use patient as guinea pigs. They try out all different kind of things. Most of the things have not been confirmed, have not scientifically confirmed, like vaccines especially. Okay, no vaccine have ever shown that improve anything, but they just say it. Okay, they just feel that cutting out the uvula will help, but many people afterwards get worse. In Tony's case, it didn't help.
Did it help at all? Did it help you at all?
No, it sure didn't.
So you were still waking up in the middle of the night after did this twice, the throat surgery, two times, right?
Right, correct.
Two times, okay. And did you ever, I know some people put them on a CPAP machine, continuous positive airway pressure. Did you try that?
No.
You didn't try that?
No.
Okay.
How come you didn't try that?
I don't know.
I know my Aunt Jane, she uses that for sleep apnea.
She still do?
Yeah, I think so. But she's too afraid of your needle. That's wonderful,
no.
Tony. Two treatments. When was the last time you had a treatment?
Last Tuesday.
And have you had it last Tuesday? And you haven't had problems? You haven't had to wake up at night at all since then?
No, I sleep through the night.
After the first treatment.
That is amazing.
After the first treatment.
The first treatment the same way.
Wonderful.
So after the first treatment, you step every day now without waking up?
Yes, I do.
I think even you're amazed, Dr. Tom.
No, I'm not amazed because it happened to a lot of patients before.
I was amazed by that because I thought, well, I'm going to go to bed and I'm going to be waking up after a while, And when I woke up, it was morning.
And yeah, that's great, isn't it?
It sure was, I tell you.
Yeah.
So what did you treat, Dr. Tong? What did you treat him? His kidney, spleen, everything? Or
I treat Tony.
You treated him, not
But the
symptoms.
Main problem is the lung energy deficiency.
Lung energy. Yeah,
and the kidney helps that, but all the other things that whatever is blocked, but the main system is the lung and the kidney.
Right.
Okay. Remember we have Mike, and okay.
He took a little longer.
He took longer. No, most of people like Tony. I tell you, that's why I was not surprised. Okay,
yeah.
Mike took about 3 to 4 months.
A few months.
And
yeah.
I keep telling him this. Yeah. Fortunately, his thyroid, his pain, his sciatica, everything else
better,
get better fast. So So we keep treating him. Now Mike been off it for like, I'll say, 2 months.
CPAP for about a couple months.
Oh. Yeah, the CPAP is a terrible thing. You know, yeah. You put your air pushed through your nose, and then you imagine Mike is looking for a new girlfriend, but he's wearing all that kind of thing. It'll scare her off.
So, Tony, do you plan on continuing treatments with Dr. Tong?
Of course, yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
But you know, I just couldn't believe it.
Did you have any other problems, or just the sleep apnea?
No, that's it.
So you're pretty healthy then.
That's not healthy at all. Wake up every 45 minutes. That's not healthy at all.
Tony.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
And hopefully we'll have you on again.
And thanks, Dr. Tong, for his wonderful work that he's doing.
You're welcome. Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. You too. Then.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Tony with us, who's suffered from sleep apnea, where you can't get a full night's sleep because essentially the physiology of it is that you stop breathing and then you wake up. And he would wake up every 45 minutes, you know, the whole night. Every 45 minutes he'd wake up exhausted. He was diagnosed 15 years ago. He had two surgeries where the back of his throat was cauterized. They cut his uvula twice, and it did not help. He's had, after his first treatment actually with Dr. Tong, he has been able to sleep through the night every night, and that's been about 2 weeks now. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, to check out our past shows archived on the website. And these cases we present every week, and they sound too good to be true, but really every week we have at least two or three cases like this. Amazing. One treatment, two treatment. And of course we present the best cases, but it's not really surprising the results that you get, Dr. Tong.
Yes. Well, Candy, your husband also have sleep apnea. Okay. Why don't you tell us what I have done for you? So you got two treatments already. Okay. So why don't you tell us?
Yeah. Yes, she can do it.
I kind of feel like I'm sitting here watching both Dr. Tong and his daughter, and it's amazing to listen to a man named Tony that called in. My husband Gary also has had sleep apnea for mm-hmm. over 15 years. He has worn several CPAP machines, mm-hmm. and he's on his way home right now, and I told him turn the radio on and listen to this program.
And now he's probably listening to you.
Yes, probably shocked, but he will be also in the clinic too, as will our two youngest children.
Why don't you tell us about you? How are you doing?
This is my fourth treatment with Dr. Tong, mm-hmm. and I have procrastinated working on me. We have two special needs children. Mm-hmm. They're adopted, and they were born exposed to cocaine.
Oh.
So they've had a lot of psychological problems, and we've been trying to deal with that. But dealing with that puts tremendous stress on my husband and I, mm-hmm. as well as the kids. And so I finally have decided that I need to get in and get my health taken care of. And so I have, just in the last four treatments that I've had, have much more energy than I've had in years.
How's your back?
My back is better, much mm-hmm. better. I have had low back pain for years. And I'm very, very interested in what Dr. Tong tells me every time I come in for a treatment. He's a wealth of knowledge.
You sound so much more calm now, too, than when I first saw you earlier today before your treatment.
I've already had my treatment, and I don't have to come back for another week.
You sound like a different person, just like in a span of 45 minutes.
Wow, thank you.
I mean, you sound
I hope calm. That's better.
Yes, no. I mean, like, you know, she had a tough treatment just now, but, I mean, really emotionally you look so much more
I do. I do feel calmer.
You feel more really at peace, right? At ease. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Like you can handle more stress. I mean, it's a big difference. I see it. You probably don't.
I don't want to handle it anymore. Thank you very much. But Dr. Tong and I were talking about treating our youngest children.
Okay.
Well, do you feel calmer?
I do feel calmer.
Yes. Well, let me just tell you, I can help your husband. Most likely, I expect the same kind of result. Maybe not one treatment, maybe two treatments. Okay, your husband will feel better, sleep better. That's basically most reaction with all this sleep apnea patient I have in the past. Mike Bong's case is much more different.
Mm-hmm. We have another caller, George, on line one. Is George there?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hi, George.
Hello. You have a question for us?
Yes.
Go ahead. You can ask your question.
Hello. What medicine do I use from Dr. Tong's, you know, treatment? Because I have a problem with diabetes.
What are you suffering from?
What medicine do I use if I'm a diabetic case?
Oh, you have diabetes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
What I do is a very strong form of acupuncture. I don't use any medicine. I don't use any Western drugs except for the Novocaine, and I'll tell you how the Novocaine work. Basically, I support the body's own healing power. The body's own healing power come from your spirit. You are a spirit. You are a mind. Your body is just make, and your body's health is maintained by your spirit. You are living energy out in space. And this energy, the Chinese call qi. You are qi. You have five different kinds of qi. Your heart qi. Pardon me? Slow down?
Okay. Louder?
Oh, louder.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Okay, so your spirit, okay, the Chinese call qi, goes in your body through a set of antennas they call meridians. The qi goes in your body and enable your body to feel, to know how, and to heal. And qi does that through circulation, the nervous system, the vascular system, and the endocrine system. You control that. Okay, you rise on the red blood cell, white blood cell, and platelets and lymphatics. Those all have their own soul. So each cell know where to go to maintain health in the body. Stress, emotional stress, diet, chemical pollutions, okay? Blocked the antennas so your soul does not get in the body, and that's what causes all kinds of symptoms. Diabetes is a symptom. Diabetes does not cause high sugar. The high sugar is called diabetes. Okay, arthritis is the joint pain.
Right.
Arthritis is not the cause of the joint pain. All these different names.
Labels of the symptoms.
Yeah, in fact, Candy's daughter have been labeled with all kinds of stupid names. Really stupid names that will confuse themselves, confuse the doctor themselves, and confuse the patients, okay? Just fancy name that describe the symptom. The cause had to do with the energy, your mental energy, not in the body to open up circulation.
So he uses a stronger form of acupuncture. He actually does anesthetic injections in the acupuncture points, which is much stronger and much more effective than just a dry needle that acupuncturists use.
Yeah, for instance, in your case, okay, your spleen pancreas energy channel that is get blocked because you ate too much refined sugar, mm-hmm. or you worry so much in the past, okay?
Right.
Refined sugar, we consume 180 pounds on the average per person in this country.
A lot of sugar.
Yeah, so that overwhelmed the pancreas. And as a result, the energy from the pancreas does not get to the pancreas. So the pancreas is half dead. Everything requires qi to function. Everything require your mental spirit. So when that get blocked, you don't get energy in the pancreas. That's why you cannot secrete insulin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get energy to the thyroid. That's why you don't secrete
the thyroid
hormone. So giving thyroid hormone or giving insulin will actually make your pancreas atrophy. Just like in a company, if one department of the company is not working to produce a component for the welfare of the whole company, you won't want to import that component. You'll find out and make that department work. If you start importing, bringing it from outside, you cause that department to take a vacation forever. And as a result, that department become atrophy. So when you take thyroid hormone, you make a thyroid atrophy.
Yeah.
You take insulin, you make pancreas atrophy.
Yeah, you don't want to do it long term, basically.
Yeah, for short term, a few weeks, you know. And then in the meantime, while you use drug short term, you need to open back the channel, connect your mind and spirit back to the body.
Mm-hmm.
When the mind and spirit doesn't get in the body, you age, you get sick. when the mind and spirit can no longer enter your body, you die.
That's the
bottom line is that energy, the Chinese called qi.
Hello? Is George still there? I think we might have lost George.
Yeah.
Anyway, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Our lines are open. If you have any questions, give us a call now, toll free at 888-995-5552.
Okay, I tell you to illustrate what the Western doctor use for diagnosis. Ridiculous terms. Candy, can you tell us what they make the different diagnosis about your daughters?
Well, my children were diagnosed with bipolar, uh-huh. with reactive attachment disorder, with oppositional defiance, and now the newest one, excuse me, is intermittent explosive disorder. And the newest prescription that they wanted to put my 10-year-old and my 12-year-old children on was Seroquel and Zyprexa,
which are
heavy-duty.
Those are antipsychotic
drugs.
Yeah, you do not want to put them on those.
Well, they've been on a whole bunch of them before.
Some of these drugs cause suicidal tendency, intermittent explosive disorder. I mean, really.
Well, basically, Dr. Tong, right, they were exposed with cocaine when they were in utero. So so the cocaine caused them to have extremely high, probably like yang energy, right? Heat, probably, or...
Mostly ruins your liver.
Right, so...
Okay, liver energy, liver qi deal with anger.
Right.
So when you don't have the liver qi inside, you get angry. And that's the reason why you told me that you got many, many holes in the drywall.
Right.
They just kick and... Get the hose on because they cannot control themselves.
They can't cool their heat. I mean,
so,
that's the Chinese.
Yeah, as a result of the mother who abused the drug, the mother's liver energy was weak.
And so their liver energy
So their liver energy was weak. So their energy blueprint, nothing to do with the DNA. The DNA are dummies. Okay? DNA listen to the qi. So that's the reason why they are angry. So easy for me to fix them.
And to put them on Seroquel and Zyprexa will increase the heat and also damage the liver further. So
make them more acidic
and more agitated.
And damage the liver, and you'll be in more trouble.
And Seroquel also causes weight gain like you will not believe. And then you cause another whole gamut of things you don't even want to open with a 10-year-old child.
Just a month ago, I treated a mother who had ADHD, really hyperactive. So I've never seen anybody so hyperactive. Right after the treatment, she was so calm. She sees such a big difference. She dragged her twin sister over. We have a caller?
Yeah, we have a couple, actually. Let's get to Jenny from Tarzana. She has a question about skin condition. Is Jenny there?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Jenny.
You have a question for us?
Hi, I was wondering about skin conditions like eczema or like candida.
Yes.
Okay.
All those can be cured, and most of the time very, very easy.
Right.
Everything is cured through connecting your energy, qi, back in the body. The qi open up circulation. And then you need to learn what causes eczema. Too much spicy food, too much hot food, and too much sweets.
And stress,
okay,
too.
And stress. Mm-hmm. Okay, stress produces acid. Acid, when you cannot get rid of acid through your bowel movement, your urine, and your breathing, it gets through your skin. Okay, so those are the four ways of getting rid of it. So if you... putting in too fast and not eliminating it fast enough, you come up with
skin. On the skin. Yeah.
So once we open our channel, we'll clear your skin. Then you need to learn to eat the cooler food, the less damp causing food. And most Western people do not know this. So so you need to learn that. And you also need to alkalinize your blood. Yes.
You want to check out our website, Jenny? It's drtong.com. drtong.com.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of skin disorder. No. We can balance you and cure you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can give us a call at our office, too, in a couple minutes because we're almost running out of time if you have more questions. 714-556-8664.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay, we have one more caller we can get to right before the show ends. Neil from Los Angeles that wants to ask about thyroid. Neil, are you there? We only have a minute. Hello, Neil?
Hello.
Is Neil there? Okay, he's gone. Anyway, if you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call is 714-556-8664. We had very interesting cases today. If we can get Candy's children and calm them down, that'll be another great case to put on. You definitely don't want to put them on antipsychotics.
That would be a miracle. It would be an absolute blessing.
Yeah, hopefully we can help them. Give us a call again at 714-556-8664. Anything you want to say, Dr. Thomas?
Yeah, those drugs cause suicidal tendency.
Yeah, so.
And the FDA have given warnings, but the warning doesn't do any good. When the doctors don't have another alternative.
Join us next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on 99.5 FM KKLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.